Tallahassee Democrat Bill Montford says he's concerned about corrections staffing shortages because his district includes 9 prisons. 17% of prison jobs in Northeast Florida are empty, the highest rate in the state. Corrections Secretary Julie Jones says current prison staffers are young, inexperienced, and tired. Corrections officers are working a lot of overtime, which is costing the state more money than fully staffing the system.
So in summary, I'm not retaining experienced staff, which is important relative, Senator Mumford, to the safety and security of those facilities. In some places, I can't hire.
But Jones says staffing up the prisons isn't in this year's budget. It's just the pay increases. Starting salary for corrections officers is about $30,900 a year. Jones wants to nudge it to $33,500. Starting pay for probation officers would increase to about $36,800. She also wants higher pay for those working in mental health units and hiring bonuses for prisons with high vacancy rates. Several senators are expressing concerns about the short staffing in mental health units. Democratic Senator Lauren Book says she visited the Lake Correctional Institution just north of Claremont. The prison has a large population of mentally ill inmates. That makes staff interactions more stressful because mentally ill inmates are more likely to act out.
When we were there, you have to walk in between the yellow lines because if you don't, you can commonly, feces is thrown at them and all kinds of things.
There are 10 inpatient mental health facilities in the correction system. Disabilities Rights Florida filed a lawsuit in 2015 alleging violations of disabled prisoners' rights. The Justice Department joined the case against the department in January, and Jones says they're in mediation. Senate Appropriations Chairman Jack LaValla says relief is on the way.
The department made a strong case for an increase in wages for the correctional officers, and the Senate has heard that, and I believe we're going to try to help them.
Jones says she hopes better pay will help her compete for talent with local companies and other governmental agencies. She says workers are leaving as companies pop up along the Interstate 10 corridor that pay more. Counties also steal corrections officers for their jails by offering hiring bonuses, and that's led to a 95% turnover of experienced correction officers and probation officers. Jones says 15 prisons have high vacancy rates. If the Department of Corrections can get fully staffed, Jones wants to expand a pilot educational and vocational program. Becoming fully staffed could take a while, but previous recruitment efforts have helped bridge the gap. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.